It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Troy Spindler.
Hey all, Troy here. I'm sure you're all familiar with the phrase, there's a first time for everything. You often hear it when someone wants you to do something that you've never done before and that you don't want to do. I realize that it's supposed to be encouraging, like they're saying, don't let the uncertainty stop you from trying. However, the wording has always confused me, and I can't shake the feeling that it's actually a veiled threat. To me, it sounds like every possible future will happen, and more specifically, do it now, or it will happen to you eventually. This may very well be true. The idea that everything that can happen does indeed happen is actually a well-known theory in quantum physics. It is basically the flip side to things that are impossible don't happen. While this seems like a pretty airtight theory, it doesn't seem to scale well to the macro world. I feel like I'm not alone in seeing a lot of impossible things happen over the past several years. Maybe sometime between the Big Bang and right now, the idea mutated into Murphy's Law. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong. Seems about right to me. By nature, all of these theories of everything are unfalsifiable. Thus, they are bad theories in the eyes of science. Even so, I'm starting to really believe the one about me doing all the things I've never done before. Ever since I got to the farm, I've been scratching things off my never-have-I-ever list like there's no tomorrow. I can now confidently tell people that, yes, I have mucked a whole barn by myself, or, of course, who hasn't ridden on the back of a ram before, or my personal favorite, why yes, I have orchestrated a playdate between a baby lamb and a baby rabbit. I do that all the time. As I write this, I get to scratch yet another thing off my list. I just survived my first week on the farm all by myself. That's right, this week both Mark and Victoria stole away to New York City. Mark to do his usual lawyer stuff, and Victoria to complete a fiber arts residency with the Fiber House Collective, leaving me behind to keep all the animals, including myself, alive. It's okay, I'm not bitter. I'm sure all of us wondered whether or not this week would abide by Murphy's Law. How quickly could I send this farm into irreparable chaos? Or would it be the farm that breaks me beyond repair? Well, it's certainly been a packed week, but I'm happy to report that no one died. There were no disasters, and all went rather smoothly. In fact, the biggest drama ended up being whether or not I'd get the bulletin written in time. While the animals did need quite a bit of attention this week, my biggest challenge was actually the new project I took on, staining and assembling a spinning wheel for the first time. Last weekend, before Victoria left on her fiber adventure, she generously gave me my dream come true, the gift of a new spinning wheel. I wanted to start spinning right away. That way I could write this bulletin all about spinning on the wheel and my upgrade from the drop spindle to the wheel and how cool it is that my last name just happens to be Spindler, etc. Before any of that, though, I had to first stain and finish all the wooden parts and then assemble them. Unfortunately, as a total novice at treating wood, I didn't realize how long that process would take. Turns out, you have to wait a whole 24 hours between applications of the wood finish. Some piece of wood needed at least 3 coats. Plus, they recommend you sand each piece using a subsequently finer grain sandpaper, starting at 120 grit, then 180, then 220. Some people even go all the way to 320 or 400 grit. And then there's more sanding after each coat of finish dries. I confess that I cut a lot of corners to save time, which is somewhat visible in the results. Also, the stains turned out vastly different than I was expecting. But after assembling it this afternoon, I'd say it looks great. Charming, even. I haven't managed to spin any on it yet, but I do enjoy pedaling the treadles. It feels like I'm gently splishing my feet in a pool or playing footsie with someone. I fumbled my way through. It took a long time. It didn't look the way I imagined, but it turned out okay in the end. This is how I would describe my experience registering my truck in New York for the first time, long-term bottle feeding a baby lamb for the first time, giving a mass hoof bath to a herd of sheep for the first time. Shout out to our neighbor Emily for helping out with this. Thank you. All of which also happened this week. Now, after all that hustling around, I finally get to hang out with MapQuest, our rabbit, on a windy screened-in porch as the sun sets, sipping on some juice and writing this bulletin. Maybe I was wrong about Murphy's Law. Maybe since coming to the farm, I've stepped into an entirely different all-encompassing, unfalsifiable theory. Best of all possible worlds, perhaps?
Agriculture is underwritten by Tricana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.